I always thought I drank enough water. I drink 2 or 3 cups of coffee in the morning. I usually have a mug of tea on my desk at work and a glass of wine with dinner. I thought that was enough. But then I read that losing just a little water, about 2% of what's in your body, can make you tired, moody, and less able to think. That worried me. I don't really drink a lot of water, and I didn't like the idea that something so simple could affect my energy and mood every day. I decided to try some advice and see what happened if I really watched how much I drank. The timing felt right. We'd just had a few warm days, and I was more tired than usual in the afternoons. My head would ache, and my body felt sore. I was always yawning at my computer. At first, I blamed it on late nights and too much coffee. But maybe there was another reason. Everywhere I looked, in health articles, on podcasts, even from friends, people were saying, "Stay hydrated, drink water." I thought I already was, but I had never checked how much I drank in a day, or if it was enough for me. In the end, I decided to listen to my friends and start drinking more water. I also tried something I never thought I would: keeping track of how well I was staying hydrated. It turned out that tea doesn't count as much as I hoped. Water needed to be my main drink. It felt strange to pay so much attention to something like this, but it gave me an easy way to check how I was doing. When I went out for a walk on a sunny afternoon, I took my bottle with me. Normally I come back feeling tired, but this time I sipped water slowly as I walked and I felt better afterwards. Either way, it was nice to come home without feeling slow and tired. Carrying the bottle wasn't a problem, and I started to wonder why I didn't already do it all the time. At the gym, I drank before starting and had a few sips while exercising. I can't say it made me suddenly stronger, but I didn't feel as exhausted as usual. I noticed I was ready for the next exercise more quickly, and I wasn't desperate for a drink at the end. After a long cycle ride, I even tried a sports drink, just to see the difference. It tasted nice and cool, but I'm not sure I needed it. Maybe it's better for very hot days or really hard workouts. By the end of the week, the habit was starting to feel normal. I kept my water bottle close and didn't have to remind myself as much. I got up more often to refill it and to go to the toilet, but I felt more awake in the afternoons. My energy stayed steadier throughout the day. The small changes added up, and I saw how helpful those little sips could be. It wasn't hard, and it didn't feel like a big job. In the end, I learned that most of the time, plain water is enough. The trick is to drink a little, often, and notice how your body feels. If you sweat a lot or it's very hot, then maybe an energy or rehydration drink might be best. But for me, keeping a bottle of water nearby has been the easiest and best change. It's a small habit, but one that can make a big difference to your day.